What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm getting reader emails about how CNN is out there saying, don't read WikiLeaks. You don't want to read WikiLeaks. And apparently the comments underneath the YouTube video are just, well, they're obscene. I can't even repeat them here on the air, or our on-air affiliates will be in serious trouble with the FCC. And that's great when people have the courage to stand up and say, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it any longer, like they did in Network, or more appropriately to today, you guys are all full of bovine poo and I am not listening to you anymore. We all have to have the courage to stand up and do that. All 300 million Americans need to stand up and tell everybody in the corporate media and in Washington, D.C., we know you have been lying to us all along. We refuse to listen to you anymore. Go ruin somebody else's life for a change. Leave us alone. Now, we were talking about last Friday's attack on Dyn, which is a high-volume DNS server company that supports websites with a lot of users, like Twitter and Reddit. And when the attack first happened, they tried to say, oh, this was Russia trying to support Donald Trump. Well, that was ridiculous because WikiLeaks uses Reddit and Twitter to put out most of the information. So it didn't make sense Russia would be hacking them. Then they tried to say it was WikiLeaks supporters doing it. Again, doesn't make any sense. So now there's a group called the New World Hackers claiming responsibility. We don't know who they are or if they really had anything to do with it or it's another propaganda dodge. But what is really interesting is how the hack was done. We have been warning about the Internet of Things for quite some time. And it's now pretty much understood that there is this Internet closed-circuit TV cameras made by a Chinese firm, Hangzhou Xiangmai Technology, were infected with malware that allowed the hackers to take over tens of millions of these devices to launch this attack. Now, the Chinese firm, to their credit, has recalled the webcams. They're going to scrub them out. They're going to bulletproof them and reissue them. But where is the U.S. government when all this criminality is taking place? Where's the National Security Agency, which we are told is in charge of securing our national infrastructure? Because if there's one thing this Chinese webcam assault taught us is our infrastructure is wide, wide open. And Biden's out there saying we're going to go to cyber war with Russia. It's ridiculous. We're not prepared for a cyber war. Not when we're still getting Viagra ads into our mailboxes, not when ransomware is still draining the nation of money and risking people's lives when they attack hospitals. It's wide, wide open. Now, speaking of healthcare and hospitals, if you are on Obamacare, you'd better take a deep breath and sit down because there are major, major hikes in the premiums due to start November 1st. Next week, 60-70% in some cases. And remember, last week, Obama was already out there denying it had anything to do with him. Oh, it's all the fault of the Republicans. It's the fault of the insurance companies. Had nothing to do with my Obamacare plan. That was perfect. That was pristine. There were never any problems with that. He was already trying to distance himself from that. Now, the same government that gave us Obamacare is now redesigning the payment system for Medicare, and it's expected that that's going to trigger a mass exodus of doctors willing to accept Medicare. Everything this central government does has the touch of death about it. Let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike, I don't know if you heard, I don't know if you talked about it earlier, but one of the links said the newest WikiLeaks came out. I'm surprised it's not, this is making major headlines because it has to do with the polls. You had Podesta admitting or actually telling people to rig the polls. gives them a better shot or to discourage people and stuff like that.
Yeah, we did mention it briefly in hour number one, but yeah, that's basically the Hillary campaign is in control of the corporate media, and they're telling the corporate media to rig the polls to show Hillary is winning and keep coming on out with these stories saying that effectively the election is over, Hillary's going to be your next president, you might as well get used to it. Under no circumstances will I accept Hillary Clinton as president of the United States of America. There is no way you're going to convince me she could win the vote of the majority of the American people. Especially when so many of the people voting for her are not even legal citizens.
I am concerned about one thing, though. Like, not only the illegal aliens voting, dead people voting, things like that, but what Joel Skousen said earlier on Axios Info was that he really thinks that they're going to turn the election with the using it with computer fraud. That's really convenient.
They're using everything they can. I mean, Soros is linked with electronic voting machines in some 16 states. I mean, our election system is a joke. I mean, right now, the only Western democracy with a worse election system than we have is Panama. Our election system is wide. It's designed to be open to fraud. It's designed to steal elections so the elites can go on being the elites and convince you that you're still somehow in control and therefore you've given your consent to be governed to these people. And we haven't. Our consent to govern is withdrawn the instant we stop knowing these are the people we voted for.
It's amazing. They're doing everything they can seemingly to start a revolution because... Yeah, people are going to only take this for so long. I mean, like you said, when a government loses trust, how do you expect, we talk about wars and all this. But first of all, a nuclear war, of course, nobody's going to win. But how do you expect even, let's say you had a localized war against Russia without nuclear weapons. What do you call it again?
Conventional war.
How do you think you're going to beat the Russian army, which is a well-motivated now, even, well-motivated, tough army the same and
we're not and that's why inevitably it will go nuclear on the day when the U.S. government understands they cannot win a conventional war against Russia and China. They'll start turning those little brass keys in the missile silos, and it's going to be a bad day for anybody not on 2 million sunblock.
Yeah, I'm telling you that they worry about climate change, global warming. What is it?
Yes.
About 10,000 degrees above Fahrenheit, above zero, something like that.
Right there, the temperature of fission and fusion, yeah, that's really where it is. And the lingering effects of the radiation. I mean, we still have radiation floating around this planet today from Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and all those open-air tests in the Pacific and Nevada. It's still out there. If you've got the appropriate lab equipment, you can this day get a souvenir of the Crossroads test, Castle Bravo, and all these other nuclear tests. And they're all identifiable.
Yeah, what's his name? Paul Craig Roberts said recently. I found one of his interviews on YouTube. He said just one of these, what is it, SU-24 missiles that the Russians have. One of the bombs today, which is makes the Hiroshima and Nagasaki look like a firecracker. One of those bombs falling in New York State would destroy 3/4 of the state, and about 3 or 4 would destroy the whole East Coast. So, I mean, don't these people understand what they're playing with? Don't they understand? I mean,
yeah, but they're caught up in groupthink. They're all on prescription antidepressants. Nobody dares speak against the war party. I mean, if you go back and you read Mark Twain's Mysterious Stranger, he lays it right out there on how everybody who knows the war is wrong, they're still, because of that groupthink, they go along with it, and they just hope that they themselves will not be personally inconvenienced. We need to take a second here to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about just how close to a nuclear war our country is, and my concern, obviously, is that if, in fact, the powers that be do not think Hillary Clinton can steal that White House, they are likely to start a hot war with Russia before the end of the year and stick Donald Trump with it the way the bankers stuck Herbert Hoover with the Depression of the 1930s. And it is a very dangerous situation. And you probably need to go on out there and bone up on the current nuclear arsenals and just how powerful those warheads are. Now, the good news is, the really giant multi-megaton bombs, they've backed off of those, the so-called strategic weapons, and the evolution of newer nuclear weapons tends to be more for the tactical, smaller warheads that are more accurately placed by the aiming systems. But there's still a lot of nukes out there. For example, if you take your typical Ohio-class SSBN, which the Navy people who work on them says stands for Saturdays, Sundays, and a bunch of nights because they're hard to maintain. That's 24 Trident missiles with 8 warheads each. You can do the math on that. Some of the older ballistic missile submarines in the U.S. that have been obsoleted by treaty limitations on ICBMs have been converted into what are called arsenal ships, where the missile tubes now house 7 cruise missiles, which can be nuclear armed. Then you have on the Russian side, they're bringing their new missiles on there. If all of that stuff goes off at the same time, we're literally going to be in a situation of on the beach, which, by the way, I did spot is coming back on cable. So you may want to look for that, mark it, record it with your DVR, because it is something that could really, really happen if this gets out of control. Maybe that's the reason why we've never found an extraterrestrial civilization out there. Sooner or later, they let their weapons get away from themselves, and they blow themselves up. Okay? All right, we're going to switch over to Ralph in New York City. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's been a while. I want to ask you a hypothetical question. Do you think that it could be possible that a law enforcement strike could happen in this country in the inner cities? Because based on the pensions and the wages and the 401ks and all this bureaucracy, is that possible?
No, it's happened before. There have been police strikes.
Right. Could we see this happened when? In the 40s and the 50s and 60s? Or?
Well, I'd have to go back and do a little research. I know most of them have been very small and of short duration. Out of, you know, the citizenry rising up and saying, oh, we're helpless in the face of all the violent criminals. But I think as Americans arm themselves up and realize that they rather than the police, are their best defense against crime, I think the political opposition to a police strike from the citizenry would be greatly reduced. So it would just be one branch of the government arguing with another branch of the government.
Because in the event of an economic collapse, could the prisons be open? Could the prisons be possibly open in the event of a collapse? There's no money for the prison industrial complex also?
Yeah, could very easily see that. The alternative story is that supposedly under some of the emergency executive orders, the more dangerous criminals would simply be summarily executed.
So that means the inner cities, like big cities like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. These are the big targets. There's a couple of websites that this job is not worth it anymore. I mean, because my pension, my 401k is not going to be worth any value in the event of economic collapse. So yeah, a lot of them thinking about going on strike. I was like, whoa! I was wondering if you're aware about this.
Yeah, I'm aware about that. And the reality is right now, virtually every retirement program you have been encouraged to put your money into is at risk. And you need to take a lesson from what happened back in 2008, where Wall Street came up with these mortgage-backed securities. Wall Street's pet rating agencies rated them all AAA. Pension funds invested in them, which they could do legally, and then it all fell apart. And all these pensions all across America have been defunded, and everybody who was dependent on these pension funds is now realizing the retirement they worked for just isn't there. We have a similar situation going on here with Social Security. Now, back in the 1980s, Social Security taxes were increased in anticipation of the surge of baby boomer retirements. And so by the time Bill Clinton came into office, there was a huge cash surplus built up in the Social Security Trust Fund to cover those baby boomer retirements. Well, Bill Clinton came on in, saw all that money sitting there, and he grabbed it, put it into the general ledger, and spent it as general revenues. That's where he got his government, federal government budget surplus, by embezzling the retirement money of American workers. And you need to understand that money in the Social Security Trust Fund is not the property of the government. It's the property of you, the American people, entrusted to the government. And Bill Clinton declared it to be a loan, but this was at a time when everybody was saying the economy was doing wonderfully. And if you're having to borrow from the Social Security Trust Fund when the economy is good, then you know there's never going to be an economic situation where you can just repay that money. And in point of fact, Hillary Clinton is already out there campaigning, saying that as president, she will solve the Social Security problem by raising Social Security taxes again, meaning you're going to have to pay twice for what you were promised once, and you may still not even get it down the road.
And the retirement age limit is what, is it 67 or 72 now they want to raise it to now?
They're talking about raising it all the way to 75. The new philosophy is work you until you drop dead. We don't need all these old people cluttering up our golf courses. Just work them until they fall over dead.
So millennials will definitely not live to be Social Security.
I would say right now, absent a complete change of government and economic system, the millennials are staring into a bleak old age.
So under a Donald Trump presidency, that could change around? We go back to the days of the Reaganomics era again?
We could start to change. And I want to be very clear here. Getting Donald Trump into the White House is not going to be the panacea. It's not going to be the cure-all. There are still major, major problems with this country. But a Donald Trump in the White House and a cabinet that will work with him, and we, the American people, glaring at Congress so that they'll work with him, we could start to unwind so much of this damage that we have seen happen over the last 30 years. But it's not going to happen overnight. We're going to have to work with Donald Trump. If we get Donald Trump in the White House in 2 weeks' time, it means our workload is going to double. We can't just sit back and say, okay, we've elected Donald Trump. He's going to make everything work for us. No, he isn't. We're going to have to work with him. In fact, I'm going to revive something I started many, many years ago called Vine. And I have websites for it and everything. And it was a program called Vine. It talks about the grassroots and everything like this. And Vine stands for Voting Is Not Enough. And it is a clarion call to the American people saying, you need to be directly involved in your government at all levels. If you want the government to be working for you, you're literally going to have to sit on their shoulders and whack them about the ears and say, you do the job we tell you to do. And stop believing this idea that once you've had you know, your election, that you can kick back and all will be well, because the last 30 years have shown us the fallacy of that thinking.
Mike, do you see a collapse and a fall of civil forfeiture in this country when it started back in the 80s? Do you see that collapsing also right along with the real estate collapse when it happens?
Well, we're looking at another real estate collapse right now. As far as the civil forfeiture, we're starting to see states roll back on that already, saying that there must be a criminal conviction before property can be seized. Because civil asset forfeiture has become one of the major causes of hostility between the ordinary population and the police department, because the American people are seeing the police steal more of our property than the burglars, thieves, and muggers all put together. And that's why there is so much resentment to the police force right now. They're seen as bigger criminals than the criminals.
And the reality is, on top of it, because civil forfeiture laws were glorified during the 1980s, like TV shows like Miami Vice. And people didn't see that also because that also was glorified during the 80s and the Reaganomics era. Do you believe that?
Well, see, the idea of civil forfeiture originally was that they were going to seize the assets of criminals and use that money to fund the prosecutions and investigations against them. But that was really too much work, and police departments instead started saying, we can use these laws to increase our budget at a time when the state and city government is trying to cut our budget. And it became policing for profit. I remember one story that came out of Southern California when I was still living there. The police out in Malibu were lusting after this very large ranch that overlooked the ocean. And they were looking at it and saying, this thing is worth $5 million. If we can find a single marijuana plant on it, we can seize this entire ranch, sell it, put $5 million into our budget, and all will be well. And they raided the place. The guy who owned it didn't know who was coming on in because they were all in this black Nomex. He wound up getting killed. They never found any marijuana plants. And that is really the problem with this. We have turned the police force basically into a force that plunders and pillages the American people. And that's not what the police are supposed to be. Okay?
Mike, thank you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Awesome.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go.
Take a
break for commercials. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, we're getting word James O'Keefe has now filed his own lawsuit against the Hillary Clinton campaign. He's filed the suit with the Federal Election Commission, saying that all of the information that has come out in the three Project Veritas videos indicate illegality in the campaign. And he wants the FEC to actually take action and investigate and prosecute. The pressure keeps building and building and building and building. And it's one thing when it's just one or two lawsuits. But when you have Donald Trump, James O'Keefe, all these other people, there are already 12 lawsuits against the Hillary Clinton campaign for vote fraud, election rigging during the primaries. Can you imagine how it's going to line up following the general election? All right, let's take some phone calls here. Mike in Brazil, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Okay, I was going to make my first point about George Soros, but since you were talking about those lawsuits against the DNC and Hillary Clinton, I just want to ask the simple question. Why aren't these people who were injured in the altercations at Trump rallies suing for Hillary Clinton and the DNC for damages, psychological, physical damages, and violation of their civil rights? Because I believe they're
entitled. They ought to. They ought to. Every single person who was harmed by this stuff ought to. And don't forget, when Hillary's brown shirts went on in to disrupt a Trump rally, that's a violation of Title 18, Section 594, intimidation of a voter, that is good for a year in jail. Every one of these people that Hillary's campaign hired to cause a ruckus at Trump's rallies needs to be in prison right now.
Absolutely, and the people who were injured, including the police officers on the scene, because I've seen some of them bleeding, big gash wounds on their faces, and they should go both barrels against Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and those thugs personally, at personal level, okay, and empty their bank accounts, put a freeze on their assets, sell everything they own, including their watches, and leave them in their underwear, okay? This is what they should do. If I were
I wouldn't even give them the underwear. I mean, let's be honest here. And but
we're
going to
be decent. We can't let them run around naked. Can we?
I can. And everybody gets all these rotted GMO vegetables from the supermarket and pelt them. But here, it's more serious than that. Over in Dallas, I think there were several police officers got killed. These people should be up on conspiracy to commit murder or accessory to commit murder. That's how serious this is.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, let me ask you something. Why isn't George Soros in federal custody already, knowing what we know about him?
He ought to be, but unfortunately in our world, I mean, we literally are living Westworld here, where those with huge amounts of money can do whatever they want and suffer no consequences for it, while the rest of us wander around here programmed to believe we live in an orderly society.
Yes, I mean, this is really scary. It's mind-blowing. I mean, I can't believe this. I'm 60 years old, but I've never, ever witnessed such an election process so rigged, so corrupt. It's beyond imagination. Even Orwell probably, even he would not have envisioned this kind of corruption. But let me ask you another thing. I was a little bit confused about, the Federal Reserve. Now, suppose for a minute that Congress retakes their power, their constitutional power, to issue the currency and regulate the value of it, right? Now,
yes.
Who's to say that they would not follow in the Federal Reserve's footsteps, doing the same thing what the Federal Reserve does?
Well, because the Constitution says the Congress has to coin money. It doesn't say they can do the ink and paper thing. The real money of the United States of America under the Constitution is coinage based on metals. And that's basically what it is. The original currency was silver, and the paper notes were just claim checks for convenience. The paper notes were never the money. The money is the coinage. And I understand that the population has grown so far that there isn't enough silver and gold to provide that kind of coinage. But any commodity with a fixed value is going to be suitable as a monetary base. We could even have a monetary system based on electricity, a kilowatt hour.
So you're saying that Congress would be practically chained from printing money out of thin air?
We would have to work to make sure those changes were in place. We know from 200 years, Congress will sell out the country, their own mother, for a dollar. Mike, I got to let you go. I'll take you through the commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Mike in Brazil. You had something else you wanted to share with us.
Yes, I have two more observations here, okay? First of all, my gut feeling tells me that Hillary will be successful in stealing the election, okay? Which I believe that this will trigger an armed, bloody revolution like we've never seen before.
I would really like to find some way to avoid that. I would really like to avoid that.
I hate violence and I hate revolutions in general. Now, maybe there is a way to get the control back into the hands of the people. A nationwide strike that would bring the government to its knees. I mean, a general strike. Like no
worked for Gandhi.
No automobiles. What do you think about that?
It worked for Gandhi. That's how he got the British out of India. Is he just went on out to the Indian people and said, nobody goes to work, everybody stays home and prays and fasts. They don't work, they don't buy things. and it just brought the entire British imperial economy in India to a standstill.
Yeah, imagine nothing works. The Congress won't be able to get their cups of coffee and food, and all everything is going to be closed. And I believe that this is a viable way of dealing with the situation, with the rampant corruption and fraud. And my last point that I was going to make, actually it's an observation, is about this flood of migrants from Middle East and Africa to both Europe and the United States. I believe this is ethnic cleansing, Mike. This is deliberately done to destroy the identity and the very fabric of the American society and its traditions. And,
I agree.
This is ethnic cleansing, pure and simple. I have no other word to define it with.
Well, it's destroying our sense of regional, cultural, historical identity, and they're not just doing it to the United States. They're trying to do it to Europe. And it's not working the way they thought it would when they were sitting in their little, lounges with their glasses of cognac and thinking that this was all going to be so easy to do. It's certainly not worked out the way they hoped it would.
Europe is a disaster zone. I have friends in Europe, and they tell me that they're considering moving to South America. And thank God I live in South America, and, you know, for good or for bad, at least we don't have to face these issues that Europeans face and now the United States. So anyway, Mike, thanks for taking my call. You do a wonderful job, and keep doing it. It's like listening to your show is like attending college. Something
well,
they never told
thank you. Just call me Professor Mike, you know, which
Professor
I've actually...
Professor Mike, I tell you something.
Professor.
10 years of university did not teach me what you taught me in 1 year of listening to your show, okay? Keep up the good work. And God bless.
Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Sherry in Central Texas. Sherry, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Listen, that last caller echoed what I was going to say. This is fantastic. Hillary's camp is so corrupt that if Donald, I don't trust her to not succeed. I think she'll succeed, but take heart, because I think that Donald will do better on his own anyway, because Congress will interfere with him so bad that it's just going to make things more awkward. The Republicans won't stand beside Hillary, I don't think. They've been wanting her out of the picture so long, they'll get someone else in that they can support. They don't want to honor her reputation or honor her legacy like they did past presidents, where they overlooked their sins, like Reagan, for example. They're not going to honor her legacy. I think they're going to get her out. But here's my point. I, too, think that monopolies can fail. And am I correct to say the New York Times just gave Trump his support?
No, the New York Times is the New York Times, at least based on that one article I mentioned earlier in the show. They're out there saying that Donald Trump and the American people should just accept the results of a fraudulent election for the good of the nation and democracy. But I'll tell you this. First of all,
Someone supported him. The NPR announced some newspaper supported him, and they didn't say which one.
Well, there's a lot of small newspapers that are supporting Donald Trump here. But getting on back to the issue, frankly, if it was a slam dunk that Hillary was going to get in, I don't think we'd be seeing the panic that we're seeing in the corporate media and the Hillary Clinton campaign. Second, if Donald Trump overcomes the election fraud, he's definitely not out of trouble. Jesse Ventura is of the opinion that Trump will be assassinated because Mike Pence is going to be easier for the New World Order to control. But if Trump gets in and he's not assassinated, okay, it will be up to us, the American people, to stand outside the offices of all of our senators and representatives and glare through the window and send them an unequivocal message. You do what we tell you to do, not what Wall Street tells you to do, not what Israel tells you to do, not what the military-industrial complex tells you to do, not what Big Pharma tells you to do. You do what we say, or you are out next election, because if we can overcome the election fraud that was putting Hillary in, we can certainly whip the little tiny election fraud that you're using to hang on to your job.
Okay, yes. Grant, here's something else about Gandhi. He said, make the injustice visible. That's why WikiLeaks is so important to us. Gandhi also said, if the people are in power, they can do something about religious minorities clashing with the established minorities, which in this case was Hindus, it was Hindus against Muslims.
Yes.
And see, if we can do something about it, if it's in our hands, if we have a sovereign nation under the people, we can do something about it. Gandhi said, it's the thing is, the difference is when the British government tried to tell them that you need us to be safe. We hear that now. You need us to stem all this corruption and clashes and all this bad stuff. We hear that now. He said, yeah, but if we're in power, if the people are in power, then it's ours. It's our problem, and see, if it's ours, we own it, we can do something about it. We don't have to be in their hands. And he hated the idea of a government that was a foreign government coming in. It's in the 1982 movie that I just saw, yeah, like a month ago, because I felt, I have this on tape, I want to see something here. And I watched that movie that I taped a long time ago on Time Warner or something, with, you know, and I thought, it's all right here. It's in the second hour of the movie, and it's fabulous. Everyone should see that movie. But anyway,
it's a wonderful, wonderful movie. Ben, yeah, Kingsley did a wonderful job on that. But there's two aspects that were not in the movie. First of all, Gandhi understood that the sectarian violence between the Muslims and the Hindus was being deliberately fanned up by the British government in order to say, without us, there will be chaos, just as we're seeing the race baiting going on by our government to sell us that same idea. The second thing, and a lot of people are very surprised to hear this, even though Gandhi advocated nonviolence, he was a strong supporter of the individual right to keep and bear arms. And that was always the fist inside the velvet glove. We're going to be nonviolent, but if you push past that, you will get into trouble.
Well, the best way to be nonviolent, I think, is to just keep pushing the truth out there. And Putin, remember, Putin hates geoengineering.
Yes.
GMO. Other countries will side with him.
He hates GMO. He hasn't talked about geoengineering, and that's a myth anyway. But he's banned GMO, which is why he's hated by Monsanto and these other corporations.
Right.
He's building an economy that is based on selling the products people want to buy. Healthy food, well-made products. Here in the United States of America, as we've descended into fascism, the attitude is, we're going to sell you toxic food and drugs, and we're going to sell you products that fall apart every few years, so you have to buy another one, and you're not allowed a choice of anywhere else to go. That's the American system.
Because our system of health care profits from us being sick, Mike.
That's exactly right.
And Bernie, that's the next thing I want to talk about. And Putin, he saves money from them being well. Now, one other thing about Bernie, this is my little conspiracy theory. I kind of wonder if Bernie's family was threatened. I plan to vote for Trump, but is there any documentation that, remember Perot? I don't know how old you are. I'm ancient. Okay, I remember Perot saying, I have to drop out of this race because my family's been threatened and I can't deal with that. And I was wondering if maybe this happened to Bernie.
There have been reports that Bernie Sanders' family was threatened. There was one incident where Bernie Sanders was at the Democratic National Convention and all of a sudden showed up with a rather obvious bruise on his face, like he'd been personally attacked himself. And we know the Clintons do not hesitate to kill anybody who gets in their way. That's just a reality that anybody who's trying to stand up to them has to accept and live with.
Yes, this is what I thought, because the Hillary's camp is so corrupt. I mean, what else stands to reason? Do you think more people could put that message out in the next few
days? At this point, Bernie's candidacy is an afterthought, other than the fact that Bernie Sanders' supporters did not follow his lead to support Hillary Clinton. They're calling themselves the Trumpacats. They're re-registering as Republican, and Bernie Sanders supporters are very much, for the most part, I think about 60 to 70% are going to vote for Donald Trump. They're going to cross party lines.
my final thought, if there is a newspaper out there supporting him, I want to buy that newspaper. That's one way we can combat the injustice. Let them see their numbers go up. We want that newspaper. If I can find a newspaper, see, I'm not online, and I don't go online very seldom. And I just go by what I hear, weigh it out. I believe in this, I don't believe in that, and I put it out there. How can I find out? Whatever newspaper supporting him, I don't care how small, I'd like to know what it is so I can see if I can buy it here.
Okay, New York Post endorsed Donald Trump, so you could start there.
All right, I thought he was on Diane Reams today, and he sure didn't sound like he was. Are you sure?
Well, sorry, who was on Diane Reams?
Diane Reams had a whole panel of newspaper people, and they were all anti-Trump.
Was it the New York Post or New York Times? The New York Times is dead set against Donald Trump.
Times. Thank you. Thank you so much,
all right.
Mike. That's it.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. We're going to let you go. We got a lot of callers waiting on the line. Linda in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. A comment and a question. I so thoroughly enjoy you and Claire listening to you two. It sounds like a little roundtable discussion right in my home. I just love it. But and my question is, I've been waiting for months to ask you, do you remember this, Rebecca Ross? She wrote that book, Methodical Illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Fetzer, exposed her as a fraud, and I just wondered if anybody's ever done any more follow-up on her, why she would write a book like that. The only thing I can think of is to undermine the idea of a controlled demolition.
Well, there have been a lot of people who will accept a book contract to write a book that pushes a particular agenda. I mean, getting on back to the movie Denial and David Irving, it has almost become a joke how many of these books telling the story of the Orthodox version of the Holocaust, how these people have been well compensated, they get movie deals, and then it's exposed as a complete hoax, and then all of Israel comes in to defend them, saying, well, even though the story was made up, it captures the spirit and the feel of what happened, and we should go on using it in our college class. And it really is, it's a joke. You know, book deals are often a way to do a payback for a political favor. When somebody like, well, for example, Hillary Clinton gets a huge advance to do It Takes a Village. It wound up, the book was ghostwritten. It didn't sell very well. She did get a Grammy for the book on tape version of it, but that was political as well. And these days you go into bookstores, if you can still find any, and It Takes a Village is in the manager's closeout bin. But it's a way of being able to pay somebody back for a political favor, which looks legal. Oh, it's just a book deal. That's all it is.
Okay, well, thank you for your opinion.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to David in Oklahoma. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you, Professor Mike. You know, it seems to me that when listening to you, and I think your listeners would agree, that people like George Soros, Henry Kissinger, the Rothschilds, they have their fingerprints all over this mess that we're, this nightmare hell that we're living, and my question to you would be, what advice would you have for them? Like, would they want to leave the planet? Because sooner or later, one day, they're going to have justice on their front door with pitchforks. Do you have any suggestions on how they could possibly leave the planet? Because we are coming after them.
Here's the thing. With whether it was Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski or Bill Gates or George Soros, they set out on these enterprises absolutely convinced that what they're going to do is going to work, that everybody is going to believe that what they're doing is wonderful, and that it's all going to end very well. When it doesn't work out, when they realize that their analysis was very, very sloppy, they start thinking in terms of their own survival, and they'll keep throwing money at it to try and force their way through. But yeah, at some point, there's going to be a flashback. Now, for some of these people like Henry Kissinger, I don't think he's going to live long enough for justice to catch up with him. And you know something? I almost really don't care. I just want to cut these unelected systems of control away from ordinary people. Now, Zbigniew Brzezinski is out there screaming, we need to invade Russia. Okay, Zbig, here's your rifle. We need to start grabbing everybody who thinks these wars are a good idea and put them on those front lines. But as long as we have a system where we have these money junkies protected and ensconced in the heart of America, sending other people's children out to be killed, they're going to go on doing it because they don't care about the people who get killed in these wars. All they care about is the money they're making off of them. And I remember there was this comment that came from Zbigniew Brzezinski. He called it the global political awakening. And from his point of view, that's a bad thing. They don't want us waking up to what's really going on. And again, going back to the Westworld metaphor, and by the way, I'm not the only person who's seeing this. Westworld, especially in the original movie, Westworld falls apart when the hosts wake up and realize the true nature of their reality. And that's what's happening right now, where the American people are waking up and realizing that this fiction of an ordered society in which we elect our own leaders is just a fiction. And there is a greater reality beyond it in which we are all slaves to the private central banks who play with us like toys. All right. Anyway, we got to take a break here. Thank you very much for the phone call, David, and we'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live. live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Craig in Louisiana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Mike. I sent you or emailed you a video from C-SPAN a little while ago. It's about a discussion that was videoed on October 20th, where they had these guys from cybersecurity. They're three representatives, and they were discussing the U.S.'s election systems using these electronic voting machines. And I tell you what, they talk way above my head. But anybody, when you sit there and listen to them, you know what they're talking about just from the generalities. But there's multiple holes, and it's well worth anybody to listen if you really want to, see where we're at with these machines and how vulnerable we are.
Well, they're designed to be hacked and cheated. And again, if you've never been there, you need to go to blackboxvoting.org. It's run by a wonderful lady named Bev Harris, and in fact, there was a documentary called Hacking Democracy on HBO that focused on Bev and her work, and it ends with an actual hack of an electronic voting machine without needing to touch the voting machine, and it's quite illustrative. And if you look at one of the earliest companies to get into these electronic voting machines was the Diebold Company. And they had a reputation for making bank automated teller machines that never lost a penny from one end of this country to the other. And their electronic voting system, GEMS, has at least 12 known ways to get in and change the outcome of the election without leaving a trace. It has to be by design. And I will not accept that the nation that put men on the moon can't come up with an absolutely trustworthy, accurate, honest election system. And if we don't have them, if we don't have one, it's because they don't want one, because they want to go on stealing the Senate and the House of Representatives and the White House for themselves.
Exactly. And they covered what you just talked about. They covered that in detail and more. But anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about. Thank you for everything you're doing.
All right, thank you very much. Here, we're going to let you go. I'm also getting emails coming on in. The Las Vegas Review Journal, the biggest newspaper in Nevada, has endorsed Donald Trump. So they are out there, and we need to celebrate that, subscribe, let them know we appreciate the fact that they're on the side of we the people against the corrupt oligarchy. All right, we're going to start with Malcolm in New Mexico, and I'm probably going to have to take you through the station identification. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Welcome from the land of enchantment or entrapment, depending on the state of your car or the state of your urine. By the
True.
Way, you're looking good with that. By the way, you're looking good with that haircut. It looks a lot better. I've been going to Donald Trump's websites. I've been going on Facebook. I've been going to several places. By the way, thank you for wearing a red shirt. That's what I'm pushing. When we go out to vote for Donald Trump, we must wear red shirts. And if we see the monitors there, we have to go up and say, I voted for Donald Trump, and I'm not ashamed to say so. Because they're going to try to steal this election. It's obvious.
There's no question they're going to steal this election. We have to literally make it impossible for them to get away with it. We can't stop them, but we can make it impossible for them to get away with it. All right, Malcolm, stay on the line. We're going to take a short break for station identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.